You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, and 96.5 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. We've had some fantastic guests to kick off this week on a Monday. But nothing better than DeLorean Walls and Jason Wright. Brothers Helping Brothers, Mental Health Meetup for Men. We're keeping you guys overtime because this is such an important subject. And I've gotten texts on this. We're getting more texts coming across here. This is something so important. So go ahead, Jim. This is kind of your world as well with you two guys. But the one thing I asked you the question during the break, because I didn't want to come off sounding like an idiot. So go ahead, and if you don't mind, Jason, relate the question I asked you.
Okay, Brothers Helping Brothers initially was looked at as for African-American males. But yet, ultimately, myself, DeLorean, and Elton, we didn't have those intentions. It was for all brothers. Mm-hmm. Any forms, any walks of life. Color, we're only different. The only thing that's different about us, we get different shades of wheat. That's it. We're the same. You crack us open, we're the same. So we looked at analogy and broke down those racial barriers from that. Mm-hmm. You know, we give each other hugs. It don't matter what color you is, mental health doesn't discriminate against your color. So it hits everybody.
And you share common struggles, but looking ultimately for hope. Yeah. Because some people, I'm sure, are pretty dark
solutions.
Places.
Solutions.
Yeah. And the alternative can be devastating.
Yes.
It can be suicide. And yes. I think if they can just get talking to someone that believes in them.
And well, the one thing that I remember that I seen, not to cut you off, D, but we're more alike than different.
Yes,
all of us, the thing that I've been so joyed by is being in a room with brothers from all walks of life, that how much of our commonalities are the same.
Sure.
You know, we go and we're fathers, like Dee said, we're brothers, we're uncles, we're men of our community, kingdom men. But when we sit in the room, like Glenn, me and Glenn come from two walks of life. I'm inner city Chicago, come up here to Green Bay. Glenn is a retired fire chief, battalion chief. And our commonalities are so the same. He's my best brother at this point, you know, outside of.
Shout out to Glenn Sherman over there at Prohibition, all those guys and gals who take care of us, not just on Tuesdays, but every week over there at Prohibition Cigar Lounge.
So, great family over there.
You know,
great
you guys, family. Please go support. It's a great great place to be. So.
And you guys meet there Thursdays.
Tuesdays.
Okay.
It says Thursday on this.
Oh, and Tuesday. I don't know
why. We'll be having some more.
Who wrote that? Okay. Rashad. I'm going to text you. Rashad Alexander. Yeah.
Okay.
Rashad Prescott.
Okay. Yeah. I did. You know what? I thought it was Tuesdays. I saw that. I said, I've been wrong, but I'm not. It's Tuesdays.
Yes,
Tuesdays. Anyway, Tuesdays from 6 to 8 at Prohibition. People know where that is on 159 North Broadway. You walk in there, they got a nice lounge area. You sit down and just start with a little prayer, and then you just really get into a great discussion on how was your week.
Simple as that. As simple as that. And you'd be surprised the organicity behind it.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys, I got a feeling you guys have a very, and Jim and I always talk about, we both have this, how do I say, very alertful BS meters. Like, you've heard it all. It's like, don't give us that.
But you have to be honest with yourself.
Right.
When this is the transition that you see now, this wasn't me.
Right.
6-7 years ago.
Okay.
This wasn't Jason 6-7 years ago. So
who were you guys 6-7 years ago?
A BSer.
Okay.
Really, I can be honest.
And that's why they say you can't out-slick a can of oil.
No.
Yeah, been there.
That's not a bad thing, though, because I've made a living BSing.
Yeah. No, in a way, when you BS yourself into knowing your true self, that's when you be detrimental to oneself. Because you have to understand, in order to correct, you have to redirect. And the only way to redirect is the renewing of your mind daily. And so it's been a journey, but it's been a beautiful one.
Tuesday, 6 to 8, John.
Yeah, you got to get there. We would love to see y'all come in.
Yes.
I'm giving y'all a personal invite right now.
I just want to say that, go ahead.
Just a couple more texts coming in here. Been listening on the radio, brothers. Steven, Must be one of your guys.
Yeah, Stephen Childers.
Hey.
Great shout out to him.
shout out to Steve.
If you don't mind, I know how much time we have, but can we talk about a few brothers that's in there that's
doing amazing things? Can I just read this one more text?
Yes.
Loving the message this morning. Mental health, mental heal, and health community is so important. This is really awesome to hear all the folks out at Vintage Rose. Okay. Have you been to Vintage Rose?
No.
Oh,
up in Sharing
Lordy,
Road,
Lordy.
Oh, we got to get out there.
We got to have you guys out again. We're going to ask Vintage Rose to bring us in some of those chocolate. It's a phenomenal place on Mid Valley Drive.
DeLorean, we got a few minutes here. Tell us about some of your success.
Go ahead.
So, first and foremost, the men that's part of Brothers Helping Brothers.
Give them a few names. Shout outs.
Are outstanding men within our community. Steve just came on. Childers, he is the president and CEO of FRC, Flag Football.
Shout out to FRC.
Which last season he had over 1,100 kids sign up.
Wow, that's awesome.
We actually volunteered out there with him too.
We did a football camp out there with him. Also, this year he is going to have, with the Down syndrome autism.
Yeah. It's Down syndrome.
This Down syndrome kids, he's going to create a whole game for them.
Beautiful.
So, you know, brothers like Big Dub C. He has been
shout out Dub.
one of our pinnacle staples of our group, because with his story was the beginning story of our group.
He's the one that made us vulnerable.
Yeah, he made us vulnerable.
I got to give him that. We got to give him that.
I got to think there are some things that come out within the confines of that room that are amazing.
Yeah. Just to be
to be a fly on that wall.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
That you respect each other. It's confidential. Yeah. And it gives people a chance to really share with people who really care about them.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
Anybody else who'd shout out? You go right ahead.
Adam, military, but Sean.
Sean. Big Cal.
Big Cal.
The right Cal.
Little Cal. Eric over there with his group. With the military group that he's dealing with as well.
Lance at Thoughts.
Yep, Lance over there at Thoughts. Of course, you got, you know, Glenn Sherman.
Yes.
He's been the owner.
Glenn has been, a blessing.
He's great.
A blessing. He's an amazing, amazing man. He stood outside the room for a year before he came in. And it's just one of those things that is such a beautiful thing. We can go on and on and on about the brothers in our group.
And, you know, our reach with our organization is just not here in Green Bay. There's a lot of brothers that come to the group and then it's spanned out. Like we have one brother that's
in Minnesota,
one out there in South Dakota, west.
Yeah, it's growing.
One in Dallas, Texas.
It's growing.
You know,
growing.
One out east.
And who's welcome to this? Give me some of the age parameters what do you look for?
And do they just walk through the door? Do they have to register?
No. Just walk in. You have to be 21 years of age to get into a Pro Business Cigar Lounge, because it is a cigar lounge.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But every man at that requirement is 21 and up, no matter what color you're, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, yellow, green, orange, brown, whatever. If you are dealing with anything that you want to get off your chest or off your mind, I should say, come in and just have a conversation with us. Everybody's welcome.
And the other thing that I think people should know is if it is something that needs more professional help, you have the resources to connect them as well. Jason, just touch on that. I mean, you know people in the community that can help if you, like, look, this is pretty serious.
We have references, like we spoke about Kelly earlier. She's our therapist that deals with the group. And she's been to, that's probably one of the only women that actually came to our intimate
group. And Tara Sherman
actually came to our intimate group. We have bigger groups where you could bring your wives and stuff like that. But our intimate group, she observed, and we came up with a workshop.
Yes.
You know, they can actually deal. We've actually went through it ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about grounded. It's pretty much holistic. You know, a lot of the pretty much organic parts of the earth that we can really, our senses, tuning in with our senses, smell, taste, touch, you know, and just really getting back to the basics. And like we say, we've always challenged each other to get back to the little boy in us, you know, and that's part of that therapy.
You know, Jim always uses the word trigger for certain things. We had Chris Farley's brother on here over a year ago. And he was doing, and this is almost scary how you understand how some of these people, what they have to deal with. And he was doing great, great, great. And he was walking somewhere in New York. Remember, Jim? And he saw a billboard for something. And it was like a trigger. I mean, that's how vulnerable he was.
Yes.
So I got to imagine you guys are dealing with some people who who are borderline with things, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you got to really like navigate how to help this person, like what Jim said about you guys being a conduit then to take them somewhere else.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's important.
But it sounds like you guys are a great first step.
Yes.
For
yeah.
Well, yeah. But we had to put in the work ourselves first and foremost, not to take away from, we just didn't start this and kind of go at it. We really had to do the work on ourselves first as kingdom men. You know, we really had to go back to the little boy and have that conversation in order to be able to be receptive to our guys.
And as they say, you know, you got to fix yourself first before you can fix other people. Yeah. And you guys have obviously done that. And I think they share that.
It's a continued journey. Oh, you know, we talk about suicide. I remember facing that battle 10, 12 years ago and the hopelessness that I thought that I had, the distance from reality, which led to the other things that transpired in my life after that. So if you, once you go back through that journey, you start realizing like, you know what, I could really help someone else navigate through these things because I've had to navigate through them.
Right.
Did you have a place such as your place or like Jim's place, the shelter, did you guys have a place you could just walk into on a Tuesday night or whatever?
Yeah, how did you fix yourself?
No. Honestly, I used to walk 7 miles a day when I was arrested back in 2019. And after bonding out, thank God the case of where God is so good.
Amen.
Got a nice text here. Proud of you guys.
That's my
amazing.
Wife.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Shout out to
How
sis.
How do you know? There could be another in the league.
No, it's only one.
It's only one. It's
so,
only one.
So I remember walking 7 miles a day at this time. It's called Vibrant Health over there. I used to walk rain, sleet, or snow to go there and get some counseling because I wanted to figure out what was going on with me that made me make certain decisions in life. Because it's not wrong choices. It's decisions. It's not mistakes. It's decisions. So you have to find out what works for you. Mm-hmm. And that's what we try to guide our men. Mm-hmm. What works best for you? Mm-hmm. How are you going to heal? And like you said, if we can just be a conduit, if we can just be a stepping stone, that's our goal as Brothers Helping Brothers of Wisconsin. Just, to uplift you.
Wow. This is a great story, you guys.
Yeah, this is great.
I apologize we kept you over so long.
No.
Important, insightful information you're putting out there.
Yeah, this conversation can go on and on and on. Yeah. And we don't mind coming back and up and coming times down the road because mental health is every day.
It doesn't go away.
It's just finding new ways to cope.
Right. Well, thank God we got people like you.
You bet.
Helping.
Hey, thank you. Thank y'all for allowing the voice to be heard across the airways. And thank you, Todd.
Shout out to Ty.
You got it.
To all the viewers.
And Ryan Davidson, I want to give him a great shout out, man. I love that young man. He has always been like a little brother to me. So
he's a future face at Green Bay.
Keep up the good work, you guys. You're awesome.
Outstanding. DeLorean Walls, Jason Wright, Brothers Helping Brothers, Mental Health, Meet Up for Men, Tuesday nights.
From 6 to 8 p.m. at Prohibition Cigar Lounge.
Outstanding. Peace. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Man, what a couple of phenomenal gentlemen, a couple of great guests, DeLorean Walls, Jason Wright, Brothers Helping Brothers, Mental Health Meetup for Men, Tuesday nights at Prohibition in downtown Green Bay on Broadway.
I think I'm going to go.
I think that sounds awesome.
I don't do a lot, right?
I really, and you don't just, have it. You just sit and listen, though. Yeah. I think that sounds fantastic. I know some veterans I'd love to get down there. Yeah. What a great couple of guys and what they're doing. Also, we had Justin Knitt on from the Automobile Gallery and Event Center, 7th Annual Shamrock Beer Invitational taking place. Of course, Brittany Merlot gave us a great, great initial forecast. She says it's going to be in the 50s for the NFL draft in a couple of months. And then
we've got
another great event parlays into the draft.
It does. And we had a couple of ads on this morning. This whole top craft pick, you know, as everyone knows who's listening, Wisconsin is home to just amazing breweries, right? We've got wineries, cherries, just distilleries. And there's got to be a best. And we're going to figure that out through our listeners. What is the top craft pick?
So craft picks, guys, are breweries, right? All the local wineries, the cideries now, that's a big thing, are cideries. The cideries. Yep. And we've chosen 10. They've teamed up with us, these great people, and we're giving our listeners a chance to vote for their favorites by going to our website, wgbw.fm or wiss.fm. Click on the top craft pick. You choose your favorite, and then just by choosing, just by playing along, you go into a drawing to win the grand prize, which is a $250 gift card from these businesses all combined together. So you play along, you help us pick the best ones in Northeast Wisconsin, and you could walk away with a great prize too.
And how do they get started here, Todd?
All they got to do, well, a couple of things. These businesses all have posters in their businesses and these cards behind the bar or in the restaurant. You can scan the QR code and vote right from your phone, or you can go to our websites. And again, wiss.fm or wgbw.fm. Click on Top Craft Pick. It will come up for you. You vote, your vote's in, and you have a chance to win. But the big thing is, 8 weeks from now, we will say who the winner is right here on this show.
250 smacks.
Yeah.
And how often can we vote?
You can vote as often as you would like. You can also vote for as many.
I love those kind of elections.
Yeah, me too. Hey, you know what's funny? Not to get away from this, but I was thinking, it's like, why am I thinking of you for some reason when I'm reading the birthday things? Correct me if I'm wrong, Todd.
Yeah.
Barry Bostick, did he play the mayor on Spin City?
He did. And he was also in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, of course.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, but he did.
But in Spin City, he played that mayor that was kind of like his head was in the clouds. And Michael J. Fox and his other people that did all the work.
Yeah, they were the spin doctors on that. Yeah. So
how realistic was that?
You know what? And my kids would come and sit in the office and they said, this is so much like Parks and Rec. Because people would come in with a disaster of like a sick owl. And we'd be, okay, what are we going to do? And they would leave and they would just laugh. They're like, Dad, this is... Did this, and I've never seen, I had never seen it there. And they, every time they came, it's so Parks and Recs, but like Spin City. And I think it's one of those environments where, you know, you kind of shoot the snake closest to your leg. There's not like, you don't go in there like it's a production. It's just because stuff calls, people call, things happen. And most of it is good things, but there's some bad things that happen too. And it just throws everyone to a tizzy and different department heads come in with different ideas. It is. That is not far from reality.
I love that one girl, Audrea Plaza.
I'm not sure.
I think she was on Parks and Rec, and she was at Ron Swanson was like my hero. I love Ron Swanson.
Yeah.
And she comes in and goes, so that lady called back. How did you handle it? Well, I put her on hold for 20 minutes. All right, and then I asked if she was still there, and she said yes. So I hung up on her. Then what? Then she called again, and I put her on hold for another 20 minutes. You're doing a great job here.
people said, and that's when that whole reality shows were kind of kicking off, that, oh, my God, we got to do something here and with our, you know, council and department heads. But those shows, there was another show that was on. I actually did an ad for him. It was a national ad. It was about a mayor. And because a friend of mine from Atlanta called, and it didn't click. It didn't take off. Oh, okay. But it was kind of the same thing. It was supposed to be this funny show. And it's like that. Anyway, let's talk about this. This is going to be great.
Yes, go ahead.
I just want to give some of the businesses that are involved.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so Ledge Rock Distillery, they're involved with us. Fifth Ford Brewing Company down in Oshkosh is with us. Timekeeper Distillery as well. New Denmark Distillery, Duck Creek Winery is one of the businesses. Old Bavarian Brewing Company, which I was in on Saturday, they are with us in Appleton. Still Make Brewing Company in Green Bay.
Which we were at this morning.
Were you?
No,
were you?
I'm just kidding.
Well, speaking of this morning, Kerrigan Brothers Winery, they're in this morning to talk about their business.
Awesome.
So we'll learn about them. Sturgeon Spirits down in Oshkosh, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and right here in Green Bay, Captain's Walk Winery. These are the businesses you can vote on. Again, wgbw.fm or wiss.fm. Click on Top Craft Pick.
By the way, you weren't downtown Saturday morning here in Green Bay, right, Todd?
I was driving around.
Holy cow. There were lots of people on the street.
Yep. Cafe Crawl.
900 people.
That's awesome.
900 people participated in that
cafe
crawl.
You could
find
a parking place. Yeah, I mean, everything was, it was incredible.
They had the trolleys going, and Captain's Walk was great.
They had the tequila coffee.
Yeah. And the Northland had the cinnamon. So yeah. It was all good. Yeah, getting out and trying, you know, try these 10 places, too, if you can. I mean, you got, what, 60 days, you said? How long is this cool?
What, this thing?
Yeah.
Until the week before the draft.
Okay, so you got plenty of time to test them.
And I guarantee you, you go to one of these places, and again, I don't know what I like to, but you get one of those flights, and you taste them,
right?
And you will find a beer that you will say, I love this beer. Where do I find this beer? Might not be any place else, but write it down. And I'm just saying on the part of a guy that's been to a million of these places, and I find a beer I love, and then mm-hmm. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah.
Write those down. This is a great opportunity to find some new beers that you would really like.
And the bartenderesses, whatever, they're knowledgeable.
Did you just say bartenderess? What did you?
I don't know. Bartender. Is that bartender? Is that both male and female?
Bartender, sure. Attender, yeah.
I thought I didn't know if
bartendress?
Yeah.
So
I just said he just made up a new word.
I guess I did. All I'm saying, this is my point.
Might not be a bad word.
You and I poured beer, but a lot of times people come up and they have questions, and those bartenders and bartendresses are very knowledgeable.
But speaking of which.
Which we weren't.
Speaking of which, somebody that's very knowledgeable that we were with at our up here on Webster. Where he did our beer pouring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sabaldi's.
No. Yep.
Yeah.
Who is there that's in the news again right now?
I don't know.
Dr. Chan.
Oh yeah, that's right. He knows his beer.
Yep.
He was there. He knows every beer in the thing.
And he knows everything else, too.
Yes. Let's get him on again, Ty.
Working on it.
All right. We're going to set a quick break. Come back. We're talking wine. Back after this.
Reputations changeable. Situations terrible. Baby, you're adorable. Handle me with care.
Ready? While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries. And we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Once again, special thanks to Lorian Walls and Jason Wright. Brothers Helping Brothers. Mental health meetup for men every Tuesday night at Prohibition on Broadway Street in Green Bay. What a couple of great guys. And yeah. Justin Knitt from the Automobile Gallery talked about the 7th annual Shamrock Beer Invitational coming up Saturday, which sounds like so much fun. Brittany Merlot, of course, guaranteeing 50-degree weather for the draft coming up. And now we've got Jeff Leader. Is it Letter or Leader, Jeff?
Letter.
Kerrigan Brothers Winery, who made a Mino and the Mayor special blueberry cherry wine,
that's
which
awesome.
I'm holding in my hand. And I got to be honest with you, folks.
Private label.
If you've got an issue and you don't ever want to drink again, have this picture of me on a bottle of wine.
is what could happen.
This could happen to you.
They have the warning label on there,
exactly.
You know, about consumption of alcohol beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate.
Or you could end up
looking like that scary guy on the left.
You don't want that. Jeff, how you doing? It's great having you here. Thank you so much for being a part of our top craft pick that we're going to be doing for the NFL draft. Really appreciate having you. We're honored to have you involved.
I appreciate being here to talk about our wines and everything today.
So awesome. You've been in business almost 25 years.
Yep.
And it's Kerrigan Brothers. And
yep.
Tell me how you got started. Go ahead.
25 years ago, my cousin started the winery. It's named after our grandmother's brothers, two Irish guys that really love to drink. So there's a picture.
Imagine that.
In the winery. Yeah.
That was redundant.
The youngest boy and the oldest boy. My cousin loved my grandmother, and now the winery, we moved it onto the farm where our mothers grew up.
That's
so,
wow.
So cool. People are like, why are you out here in the middle of nowhere? Well, this is why we had to keep it in the family.
Outside of freedom, right?
Outside of freedom, right between Kaukauna and freedom, you know. So 2009-10, I started helping because he was actually a professional cheese carver, and the winery was his hobby. So,
whoa, no.
Gotta back that up.
Hang on a second.
Oh,
you don't just casually throw out he was a professional cheese carver and move on.
Man,
take it from
what
there.
An art.
Got to come in. We have, he actually set the world's record in 2018. He had a 1,600 pound cheese carving he did for the Melton, California. They had to make the specialty cheese here in Wisconsin. It was a 2,365 pound block of cheese. Shipped it out there. He carved for 3 days with the people, and he's actually did one bigger than that, but the Guinness people weren't there. So come
what
in and see.
What did he carve?
It was a giant cheeseburger at that time, but he got on the Leno. And
he was on Jay Leno's?
Not Jay Leno.
Jimmy Fallon?
Way back. So
Carson? No,
David Letterman.
David Letterman was when he got his big break.
All right.
So you'll see stuff from there. He bent the, he was to China twice to carve cheese. Carved for the Ratatouille movie. I found out about 5 months ago that they actually delayed the opening of the Ratatouille movie in London because they needed him to carve for the premiere, and he was in China at the time, so they had to wait till he could fly there and carve.
This is unbelievable.
That's pretty good job security. It sounds like you. There's not a lot of competition.
What'd you do last week, Jim?
Yeah, right.
China then, carve some cheese.
I gotta get to London. I gotta do another one of these things. Wow.
So he was doing Cheese Fest. That's when he started when he was 11. He needed someone to watch the winery, so I came in. And then pretty soon I'm working weekends. Pretty soon I'm taking vacation days to help make wine. So I got 15 years in now. So in 2021, he passed away. And then my aunt and uncle said, hey, would you take over? So I said, okay, this will be great. And then we started looking for recipes and realized they were all in his head. So thank God I helped him for 12 years because I would have had no clue where to start.
Wow. So, yeah. And Jolie is with you too. Your wife is, she's also in the business with you?
She helps out. Yeah. She does the, like the private labels and the advertising and the buying and things like that. So,
all right. So tell us, that's what a great company you have. And you're in this contest here.
Oh, there's the cheeseburger right
there. That's incredible. Yeah. Yep. Oh my gosh. So that's your cousin in this picture.
That was my cousin. Yep, that's
so
my cousin.
Where have I seen that picture of him before? Was that on billboards or something?
He used on the way down to Freedom. There used to be a big billboard with him holding a glass of wine.
Yeah,
I have people come in to this day that hasn't been there for 10 years, and I'll have people. I just saw your billboard the other day.
I'll be dead.
They still remember that billboard.
That's the Ord loves hearing that. By the way, So this is great. So this contest that we're entering, we can go to your place. Samples or retail,
you have 30 of them out right now. We make 49 different kinds. I never can get all of them out at one time. We are a sweet fruit winery, so people that are looking for these dry tanniny wines, I don't make them. We have never oaked anything. This might be the first year we oak something because I have a wine that I think needs some oak to it. So, but if you're looking for sweet fruity wines, table wines, we do everything from lemon is our most popular to pineapple to, like I say, blueberry cherry. We make one that's like an old fashioned. So we got some boozy ones. I like a Gero Mix old fashioned. So I made a wine like a Gero Mix old fashioned.
Like a what old fashioned?
Like a Gero Mix old fashioned.
What's that's a Gero Mix?
It was the mix that you made on the way back 40 years ago.
Gero Mix?
Gero Mix.
I've never heard that.
Is there alcohol in there?
No.
It's that's
got
just
the bitters
mix.
And the sugar. Right. That's base
the mix.
For,
and then
is that kind of like the, what's it called, when you have that 78-year-old lady behind the bar and you're ordering a cheeseburger and onion rings and she, what's that called, mulching? Not mulching.
No, muddling. No.
Muddling. Muddling.
So now when I met my wife, she drank muddled old fashioned, so I had to start making a muddled old fashioned. So I actually have two different old fashioned wines on the bar, do like an apple pie. So I got the whole range.
So I want to, getting your place is retail, right? We can drive to Freedom. Yep. What's your address or how do we get there?
Take 41 from here, go north on 55, 3 miles, or if you're coming S down 55, but we're right
there. Okay.
Right between the highway and Freedom. Yep.
So can it's online. Can we order this or can we get it at any
retail? We're working
on
getting the online stuff going. Okay. We have a few places that have the wine in there, but not maybe three different, four different kinds.
So let me ask, you got me a little bit fascinated about the muddled old-fashioned wine.
Okay.
Okay. So does it taste like a brandy or whiskey old-fashioned?
It tastes like an old-fashioned. Yep.
But it doesn't have whiskey or brandy.
Oh, no. It's 20%.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is there wine mixed with
it? So I start with my cherry wine, bitters, brandy, and sugar, and I put in the right amounts to make it taste like an old-fashioned.
Wow.
Yep. For some people, it's a little bit boozy, so I say add a little 7-Up or sour. When we do our music in the summertime on the patio, people come in. I have cherries, olives. I'll make an old-fashioned. In fact, I had a guy come in. He goes, I don't drink wine. And I said, If you don't like it, you don't have to buy it, but that's how we make it. And he goes, holy crap, I can't
believe.
I
want to try this.
I do too. Yeah. I definitely do.
Does that sound great?
Yeah. I did bring a bottle for you guys to try.
We'll come out and we'll
buy it. Coming out right now after the show. No, but, we're blowing up.
But no, it's here already for you guys.
Okay. Out in Freedom, your retail establishment, which like you said, is right off 55, mm-hmm. you have events out there as well.
Yep, we do music on the 15th of this month, or March. We're doing Irish music. My son and I will be in our kilts. We'll be doing soda bread and Irish Guinness stew and some Guinness cake. And
gonna wear the kilt, huh?
I'm gonna wear the kilt.
Okay. I'll bring mine along. I'll wear mine.
That's what we told everybody. We had in our advertisement, you know, bring your kilt. We'll wear our kilts out there.
This sounds like fun. This is really great. Jeff, again, Jeff Letter, Kerrigan Brothers Winery. I think your backstory is so fascinating. Mm-hmm. You were in, the carpet business at one time?
His parents were.
His parents. He decided he wanted to do something else.
Yep.
And because there's, for every one person that is running an establishment like yours, there are probably about 100 that wanted to do that and tried and realized this is too much work and it's really hard and there's yada, yada, yada.
Yes.
What has helped you guys survive?
Family. Okay. If it wasn't for family helping out, today my mom and my aunts are watching the winery so I could be here today.
Awesome.
My son helps me on the weekends. My wife does the promotional stuff. I got a son that helps with the books. It's all family. My dad comes and helps bottle because it's like milking cows when you bottle and things like that. So
well, you know what? This reminds me of a little bit of a Grassroots? We got the t-shirt hanging right there.
Noble Roots.
Yeah. That's a father-son.
Father-son, moms, everybody. I think that is such a great element.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. And this contest that we have, we would, you've got the chance to be the top craft pick.
We can only hope.
How does one become, because I used to help my grandma, I say help, my grandma, every
tell Italian, the story.
She did
tell
time. The story. Well, she did time.
My grandma went to prison. Like ye cast the
moonshine.
First stone.
Moonshine.
Mm-hmm. Moonshine back then. But it was only 2 years. Yeah. But anyway, it was only federal. But here's the deal. Everybody used to make it. Everybody used to make wine. I remember when the wine truck would show up and they would unload those crates, those beautiful wooden crates with the beautiful artwork on them. Man, what I'd give to have. So those are worth $50 a piece now.
Oh, yeah.
And, but they all did it, but they all had their own recipes that they brought with them from, and it wasn't just the Italians. The Germans brought over stuff. The Finns brought over stuff.
The French.
The French brought over. Everybody had their own. So I guess what I'm saying is, I know it's an Irish name or anything like that, but did you guys say, okay, we're going to have a certain theme in regards to where our wine has its originality from?
No. Okay. I am doing country style wines. A lot of that's why it's a lot of fruit wines. In fact, I had somebody come in and look at taste my rhubarb. And I always say, I never get a big rhubarb flavor. And I had 2 90-year-old ladies come in one day and they said, oh my goodness, when grandma made it in a crock on the back porch, that's how it tasted. I said, now I know I'm doing it the right way because that's the style of wine I'm doing.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that's, those kind of stories. Pretty cool.
Where do you get your...
Versus some big factory out of wherever.
Right. Do you grow your own raw materials? Where do you get that?
I do as much locally as I can. I work with an apple orchard in Hortonville. Some people have raspberries in Oneida area. So I do as much local fruit as I can. Of course, lemon and things like that. Pineapple I can't get locally. It's a lot of fun to work with these people. I got a farmer over at Mirabel that I started doing with some Wisconsin grapes now. We're just working on, it'll probably be about 3 more months, but we'll probably have some of them out. Now
that's awesome.
So I'm hoping for the draft. To have the new
how
ones
is out. Northeast Wisconsin for growing grapes?
We're getting our own AVAs or our own national known.
Oh,
they're out on the ridge. They got to be closer to the lake to grow the better grapes. So that's why I get them over by Mirabel.
Is it the soil or what is it?
The air wind conditions and things like that. So
really,
yeah.
Okay.
I can grow Concord by me, but the soil conditions, there's not enough airflow or moisture. Things like that, but that over that way, it's a really good grape growing area.
Your categories are a little bit sweeter wines.
Yes,
and you mentioned pineapple, rhubarb, raspberry. How do you find who comes up with that? Is that you and your wife that?
Most of them are my cousin. The ones that I've come up with lately are cran, cherry, and peppermint. I do 60 bottles of peppermint at Christmas time. People like it in their hot chocolate or mocha coffee, but it's light enough that you can just drink. So that was one of them I came up with. I got 5 carboys. I just practice. I'm working on a sundrop wine and then a kitty cocktail wine because my son, who's older, drinks kitty cocktails. I thought, why not try it for these non-wine drinkers
right.
and do a kitty cocktail?
Okay, I'm going to get back to the soil thing. Okay. I, for some reason, I'm kind of fascinated about that. About I always have, because yeah. I know in Michigan, the Traverse City area in Lower Michigan is getting really popular.
Yep.
And one of the popular things is like in these old mines, these underground grape growing areas now in Michigan.
Yep.
That's real popular. If you took your area where you get the grapes around here, is there a place in like France or some Italy or wherever where you'd be like, we're pretty similar to that part of the world and those are kind of grapes?
I think
No.
But, okay.
We're more like up, if you've had any of the upstate New York grapes, cold weather grapes. So the one, the Concord is an American grape and so is Catawba. Catawba is one of our big sellers. And that was a cold weather grape that was here when the settlers got here.
Okay. Isn't Concord the kind that would go into like... Ripple or
Thunderbird. One of my big ones is Concord.
Okay,
but it is super sweet. It is like drinking grape juice.
Yes.
So, and I'm trying to get
The word Thunderbird. What's the action? Satisfaction. You got the style. Thunderbird's got the taste. And now sports with John Minot. That was my introduction in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, wow. Yeah. But the University of Minnesota is doing a lot of work and getting a lot of these grapes that'll grow here that'll be kind of like, I have like a Cabernet Franc, which is like a cab, but it's still a cold weather grape, so there is a little bit of difference.
You know? I think there is some correlation, because at Parallel 44, which is a winery, right? And they talk about being on the same parallel as some places in Italy, France, or maybe it's France.
Well, that's what I mean. Are we comparable to some areas?
And I think sometimes there was a map I was just looking at, and they took the United States, and then they put Paris and Rome and
that's exactly what I was asking.
But they're more northern than you think. I mean, some of these people are north of us,
right? But the Atlantic Ocean keeps the weather different.
Right, so that is true.
Those exact grapes, they'll grow in California, even though we're in the same thing. They got to grow something different.
This is interesting. This is great. Around, Jeff? Can you stick around?
Yeah, sure. Right.
Jeff Letter, Kerrigan Brothers Winery. They got Mino, and they're part of the Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick. We're going to talk more about that. You folks can win a $250 gift card from any of the top 10 that were taking part in the draft special. Back after this. It's up to you.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Catholic churches yet?
You're live. Hey, we're live, Jim.
Oh, we're live.
I didn't see the arm.
Jim's trying to get, you know how he always tries to get whatever to make a side? Yep. He's trying to be a conduit with the Catholic churches.
I just said to him, because they like the sweet wines.
Yeah.
And that would fit in I know local, I've got some connections.
My cousin tried at one time to get in a few of them, but it didn't really
work.
Well,
Jim's got connections. I got some connections.
So we could talk about that. Hey, I just want to say, Todd, you know me, Mr. High Tech, I went on my phone, I put in the QR code.
You just scanned it with your thing.
And then I hit the thing, and it came up, and I voted for these guys.
I did.
So you got to vote.
All right, there's one.
I'm sure you got a lot more than one, but it's so easy to do. You just put in your, I picked, you know.
Yep, scan the QR code, and it'll go right to where you need to.
And if you can't do that, you can go to our websites too, wgbw.fm or wiss.fm, and click on Top Craft Pick and vote for the Kerrigan Brothers Winery.
Okay, and this one that you brought in for the picture, Muddled Old Fashioned Wine.
Yeah, it sounds
again,
so good.
Again, that's, I know, right?
So it's, start off with a cherry base. Add on-stop bitters, brandy, and sugar until it tastes like an old-fashioned.
So instead of cherry juice, the cherry flavor comes from your wine.
Comes from the wine, yep.
So that's, you just drink that over
ice. You can drink it over ice. A little boozy for some people because it is like a port. It's 20%. So for some people, it's a little bit boozy. Say, add a splash of 7-Up sour, whichever way you drink your old-fashioned, and have at it.
That sounds a little bit like a cherry bounce that kind of old World War II guys make. And they used to drink it on ice cream.
Oh,
did you ever hear of that?
I have four of them that I put on ice cream. I like my apple pie on ice cream, my blueberry on ice cream, strawberry, and I just started having pineapple on ice cream.
Okay, there you go. So, that's what they all used to put on ice cream.
I haven't tried it. I have a dessert sweet caramel that people put in coffee, hot chocolate, and on ice cream.
Wow. That's cool. How do you learn these things? I mean, you're just trial and error?
Trial and error. Start off with a 5-gallon carboy and say, what can I do today? You know, 5-6 weeks later, you start tasting and...
Winner gets a $250 gift card to the...
So it's a combination of $250 gift cards, sorry, the $25 gift cards, one from each location.
Right.
Total $250.
Yes, nice. Yes. We have 10 different places taking part. Got to ask you one more thing, getting back to the whole process of making wine. Mm-hmm. Like, from start of, okay, I'm going to try this and this and then this, and it's like, okay, let's do it. What's the length of time process from that until it's here in a bottle under your shelf?
All depends on what you're making. My cranberry took 20 months to ferment.
Wow. It,
some of them will ferment in 28 days. And 6 weeks later, 8 weeks later, you can start bottling it. And some, I have my Cab Franc, even though we bottled it after 6 months, it's taken 4 years for it to age in the bottle. And now it's finally selling.
4 years?
4 years. Wow. Your dry reds seem to take quite a while of aging. They're ready to go.
Does it make a difference with we had somebody on here with hard liquor, right?
Yep.
The whiskeys and vodkas, and he talked a lot about what it ferments in.
Yep.
This kind of box.
Yeah, yeah.
This, is yours all to me?
I do stainless. Okay, I don't do any wood.
Right.
I do have a pear that I'm going to put in a bourbon barrel to age when I get to that point.
Right.
But everything for us is stainless. It's just easier for me to work because I'm the only guy shrine right. of there but, until I need the help to like bottle and stuff. But yeast makes a difference. I got a book and it's like, oh, you're making this kind of wine. Here's the four yeasts that'll work with it. This yeast will do this. This yeast will do that. This yeast will do that. I'm using a yeast that do fruitier, but it'll make a difference.
Just going back to the last segment, you mentioned something about you're going to oak something. What does that mean?
Well, for me, because I do stainless, I'll put toasted oak cubes in the wine.
Okay.
And let it sit for a week, 2 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever it needs.
For a flavor?
For flavor, because that's when you have that dry wine that kind of sucks the moisture out of your tongue. To me, that's the tannins that come out of the oak that do that.
Okay.
Gives it some body. Like I have a wine that doesn't have a lot of body, so that's why we're going to finally oak something.
So you have the Kerrigan label, which is obviously your number one selling, but you'll also private label.
Yep. We do private labels. I have some churches that do some things, some Knights of Columbus that do some stuff. We're working with a store in Madison, but we have to, when you start doing private labels for selling, you have to get it cleared by TTB. So if we're doing just like a private label for you guys, one-offs, that you can just do. But if you're going to do it as they want to sell under their name, then it's got to be cleared.
So you couldn't make a Mine on Mare wine that we could sell, but we could like give it away or people could donate for it type of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we got to work on this.
Yes.
Got some possibilities.
I'm afraid
here.
You guys would drink all the profits.
Yeah, that is a big problem. That Todd's right. He knows
this
pretty well.
There's nothing I hate more, Todd, than when you go to a restaurant or bar and you're going to order something and you say, hey, how is that good? And they're like, I don't know. So we don't want to be those guys, Todd.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Yeah.
We're looking out for our people, Todd.
I get it.
And that is one of the reasons I like people to come in.
Right.
Is because I want you to know what you're getting. Because I'll have people do their tasting. Because we do free tastings. They'll come around and have a bottle of something that they didn't taste. They're like, well, I think I'll like this. I'm like, I know what you liked. Let me give you a taste of this because I don't think you'll like that one.
And I've got to be totally brutally honest. I've bought wine, not just because of the price at times, it's a little bit lower, but I bought wine by how the label looks, where it's like, that's a really cool label. That must be good wine. Am I the only person that does that?
No, you're not. That's a lot of people do that.
And your labels are awesome.
Well, thank you.
It's a lot of color and attractive. Yeah, that's...
Who does all your artwork?
My wife.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Oh, nice.
My cousin did it, like I say, when he started. And then we actually, he was doing it on like printer paper. We actually went out and bought a label machine so we can make the nice glossy labels. So,
this is great, man. Congratulations.
Well, thank you
so
much. Yeah,
this is going to be fun. And you've been around for 24 years. Thanks for doing that, right? You're one of the unique things that we have here in our community. And, you know, we love the change.
And it's
but
all
we
homegrown.
Sure, right.
I mean, raspberries from Shano or wherever. Right. So I think that's the fun part
right.
of it.
Yeah, you're getting that.
And your family.
And let us know about your events coming up. The music and, you know, you got the thing on the 15th.
That's our big one right now.
Yeah, we want to help promote that. But, all right, this is great.
Stuff.
Well, thank you for coming in and sharing this.
Thanks for having me.
And, again.
Thanks for being part of this.
Right. And Jeff, like you said, we can all vote. It's very easy to do. And good luck with this.
You just did it.
I did. Yep. And I did. If I can do it.
Kerrigan Brothers Winery. The Mine on the Mare's top craft pick for the draft. Take part. Get a chance to win a really nice prize package. Really great having you here, Jeff. And please stay in touch. And continued success with everything you guys do. And I'm going to stop out there and try a few things.
Sounds good.
All right.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You,
More
my
than
friend.
A few.
Kerrigan Brothers Winery. Thanks for being here. Thanks all our guests today. Brittany Merlot, Justin Kinnett from the Automobile Gallery. They got their huge Shamrock event taking place Saturday. DeLorean Walls, Jason Wright, Brothers Helping Brothers. You guys are awesome. Jeff Letter, Kerrigan Brothers Winery. Thanks, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. Mind on the mirror. See ya. Oh, yeah.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.